Lucille in the Wonder Kill. Without her pills, her face was red. She was better off dead than the thoughts in her head. She went to bed with a man who was not a guitarist and not a drummer, but a generated star. She clutched his ring and tried to bring herself up out of the mess. In her blue dress, she held a key that opened the door to the tragedy. Inside was a mirror and a blade. She sniffed away the retro-made sadness that enveloped her soul. No longer was she whole in this dream that made her miss her darkest hour. Familiar with the picture postcards that lied about Christmas and airplanes and science and evolution was a story that sold her a forced constitution. Her dreams spilled onto the floor. Who are you sleeping with today? She did not know. Being a May Queen was a lie, she thought, as she took the Watt Road exit. Gypsies rode along in her quest for solace, and they pickpocketed her dress for every hiding place. She had taken life one step too far, and they had asked her who in the hell she thought she was. There was no answer. She was watching the lights disappear into the night. So angry that the rubies were a lie. So angry, so angry. He only took cash, and they met in silence except for hiccups of noise she made trying not to cry. East of Loudon, back on the road, she felt his lips touch her cheekbone. It was not about sex, it never would be. It was all about what could and should have been. Their hearts were not in sync with her disillusioned girl memories. Bad boys send her over the edge, and she trips on her slip on the church stairs as she meets and greets each one. Tough love tonight. Tonight she showed them there were 1,000 ways to live and 1,000 ways to die. 1,000 ways to sing the same old songs in the bar under the green light. Holding a warm beer, she tried to sing but felt the urge to vomit instead. She took a seat next to a cowboy who held her hand until the feeling passed. Dancing around in the soul that carried her there from yesterday, she smoked her first cigarette.